الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all know Qurbani is over. It's not that Qurbani is going to come, sir. Now that I'm reading, like Qurbani is still going to come. Qurbani is over. But some important points, inshallah. Before that, with regard to our bayan of last week and many other such bayans, where delicate points are touched on. Like last week, about that our iman is not on our well-wishing, on our thinking that I got iman. But we have to find out whether I've got the reality of iman. So with regard to that, some people become despondent also. And always, al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman lies between the fear of Allah and the hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is where iman is. A true believer will find himself there. That is not too much of Allah's hope that you become reckless and you commit guna. I'm jannati, I got iman, so I got no worry. That's very dangerous. And not so despondent that I'm nothing, I'm finished, I'm jahannami, I'm going to jahannam. No, it's between that. And there's another explanation of that as well also, that sometimes when we become very bold on committing gunas, I'm a Muslim, if I commit gunas, Allah will forgive me, then look at the punishment of Allah, so that you can come right. And sometimes when we lose hope, we become despondent. Then look at the great mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So one aspect of that also is that whatever level Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, Buzurg Fuqaha have written to this extent, that if somebody says, my iman is according to a certain person, he doesn't know the details. He just says like so and so, that Buzurg, that great Allama, that great person, my iman is like his, I believe like that. He will also be accepted, though he doesn't know the details. So Allah is very merciful. Our namazes, we know the condition of our namaz. But not our namaz, whatever condition it is, ghaflat, there's no, we are not, we haven't got we have concentration, devotion in our. But it's billion times better than not making namaz. But now don't sit on this now, that when this namaz is billion times better, namaz that is made with concentration is billion trillion times better than the namaz that is made without concentration. In other words, where we are, make shukr and try and go forward. Don't just remain where we are. And don't lose hope completely on the other side also. In that way, a person will move forward all the time. He will never lose hope. And he'll never sit content that where my condition is. A person is either a qani', that is a person who is content with what he has got. And a person who is content will never remain where he is, he'll drop down. If you don't work anything, your house, you are content how my house is. You no more clean it. No more maintain it, or it will become, what will become of that house? Anything. So you try and maintain it all the time. You try and improve it all the time. Like that we have to. So that is a talib who wants to go higher and higher up. And worst of all is the naqid, the person who criticizes others. He doesn't worry about himself anything, but he's just out to criticize people, etc. So we should be talib, always trying to move forward. What we got, make shukr and look forward. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives very beautiful examples. He says a businessman who made very good business one day and he still is full of money. All where they put the coins are full, where he put the notes are full. So he doesn't keep on every day just counting that day I made lot money. That he puts it away and it's banked and finished. Now new money must come, more money must come. So what we got, make shukr, but look for more, higher. So don't take it that we are being belittled or something like that. It is to enhance us, that we can move forward. And on the day of Qiyamah also, there will be stages of people different. Some people, mashallah, they will have succeeded, but others, where and how they are. We all want to ourselves, all of us, we must be right front. We must be moving furthest ahead. So that is what we want. Not just to be content, now we're wearing kurta, we got topi, we got beard, so now we're all right. No, alhamdulillah, that is great, very great. In this zamana, it is very, very great. But we have to still go much, much more further. So how much we can go forward, Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq, inshallah. Bismillah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, we all know Allah Ta'ala says it is not the layyana Allah luhumuha, the meat of the Qurbani Amr, wala dima'uha, neither the blood of the animal that Allah wants, walakin yanaluhu taqwa minkum, but He wants the taqwa from you, the piety, your God, Allah consciousness, your fear of Allah, your preparation of akhirat, that must be actually what the qurbani is. So, a wise person is that whenever any occasion comes, whether it is in our dunya matters, he prepares for it. Everything, and a person who is prudent, wise, who looks at the future, every detail he tries to see to, what is within his capacity. Like for example, with the present situation, lights might go, so you organize a generator for the occasion also. So if in case there is load shedding, there is no light, so you've got a generator. Perhaps there is no water, so you keep some supply of water ready. In other words, you try and prepare for it, everything. Then the occasion, you try and do it properly, everything. Then a real wise person is, after the occasion, it went off very well. Everything was done, the wedding, occasion or whatever else it might be. But then a wise person will look back again. Where did we make mistakes? Where did we slip up? Where could we improve? So like that with the Qurbani also, every year's Qurbani, every namaz, every time we make tilawat, that how can I do it the perfect way? How can we do it the best way? Everything we should think. That for example, I'm making my tilawat of Quran Sharif, there are lights. But in case the lights go off, have I got my own light? Like with my phone, my light, or a torch or something. Everything, we take all the precautions, and the spiritual precautions we take. And then after, we do everything properly on the occasion. And afterwards we think back again, that did I do everything right? And this, we didn't prepare for this, but nothing went wrong there. But in case it goes wrong in future, we must make sure we prepare for that also. So the Qurbani also, let us see that what Allah Ta'ala says, what was my niyat of the Qurbani? Was it really the meat and just to slaughter, to spill the blood and eat the meat? Is that my niyat? See also how many of us, we haven't given out any of the meat of the Qurbani to the poor, needy friends or anyone. We're keeping it all to ourselves. So is it that for the next two, three months, my bill of spending on my mutton, I won't have to buy. I'll just use the Qurbani meat. So we just, in advance, we spend the money. Qurbani meal, 3,000, 4,000 rand, 5,000 rand we spend. So in the next 5-6 months, I won't have to spend because I saved it up. So if that is our niyat, then that was not right. So let us check ourselves. Was it just to spill the blood that it was a day that everyone is slaughtering, so we also slaughtering? Or was it an ibadat? Our roza, is it a fast or is it feasting? Or is it hunger strike? It must be ibadat, it must be a roza. Our namaz, is it an exercise or is it an ibadat? One is a person does it, good exercise, 5 times a day I'll walk to the masjid and I do exercise up and down, so my body will be fit and I won't, I'll lose weight also. Or roza also, I'll lose weight. That's why I'm keeping roza. I'll save money. I won't be eating so much. So the reason must be correct also. So yeah, in Qurbani also, let us check ourselves. And don't just look at the outward things, but analyze ourselves. Why really have I made my Qurbani? Was it really as an ibadat for Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Like, for example, we should keep in mind, in the ummats of before their Qurbani, after their Qurbani, they should have to leave it at a certain place. And then a fire should come from the sky. If it devoured it, finished it up, then that was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And if it was left like that, then it was rejected by Allah. So in other words, there is just one of the many special favors on this ummah, that yeah, the Qurbani meat is halal for us to eat, that we can consume it. Otherwise, actually Qurbani was the ibadat we made, we slaughtered, and then it should be, if it's accepted by Allah, our niyat was right, our money was halal, we did it in the right way, so it was accepted. And we didn't get a share of it. We didn't eat it at all. So that is. And neither must it be like a day of celebration, just slaughtering, spilling the blood. It must be an ibadat for Allah Ta'ala. So how much was my niyat correct? And if where I see I faltered, or I can improve, next year make our niyat more better. And that we do it properly so that we progress, we be a talib, and we go front, and we become better and better Muslims in every aspect, in our Qurbani aspect also. Qurbani, yeah, for the world. Now the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, ma hadhih al-adhahi ya Rasulullah, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this Qurbani all about? We are being asked to slaughter. What is it all? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is a sunnat. It is a practice of your forefather, the Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Qurbani is where we physically, practically, we live it out. Not like other nations, whatever their achievements were in the past, they have got some statue or monument. They go and visit the monument. They go and visit, they go and look at the statue. They pay homage to it. And ours is not that in Mina, that Ibrahim alayhi salam's statue is made, and the Qurbani animal is there, and his busy slot. No, Allah made it. Everyone physically, He will make it. Like our namaz also, is mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one, it's not a hadith, but the meaning is correct. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is a mi'raj of mu'min. So how is our mi'raj? The mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are sitting in at-tahiyyat, then we're reading at-tahiyyatu lillahi, was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. These are the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, praising Allah ta'ala. So he's going for mi'raj. So we are reliving it also. How the Qurbani we are reliving every time in our namaz towards the end, second rakat, fourth rakat, we read At-Tahiyyatu, that all praises, whether they are praises of words or money or bodily, any type of praise, any type of ibadah, only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah became so pleased, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam offered three great praises of Allah. As-salawatu at-tahiyyatu lillahi, was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Allah Ta'ala conferred three great praises on Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The salam of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was the chosen Nabi, the greatest Ba'da as-Khuda to he, Qissa, Mukhtasar. After Allah, the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the qualities of great people are, they don't take credit for themselves. Immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah's salam, rahmat, barakat, everything on me and on all ibadis salihin. Yeah, is a very important indication that we should try and also become from amongst the ibadis salihin, the righteous, the pious, and there are many amal in our deen, small, easy amal, which take no time, and you are included in ibadah salihin. So that was. And then the whole creation, malaika, all went into wajd. They went into a trance. And they all exclaimed, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The truth, the reality, that was honor, greatness, belongs none other to Allah. The greatest is only one Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true servant of Allah. So we are living mi'raj in every namaz. Second rakat, fourth rakat. How many of us do experience that? And if we do experience that, what? Compare that namaz to one namaz that we were unmindful, thinking about our business, thinking about our toilet, thinking about our the way we went somewhere, and we're reading At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, and no concentration. What a great difference. So Qurbani is also like that. So Qurbani also, we are living, the living Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How much was that in me? And now, let me not leave it for next year's Qurbani. I might not even live till next year. Let me prepare from now, so I get the sawab already. And my niyat is next year my Qurbani, I'm going to do it as a religious obligation. I'm not going to do it just as one occasion in the year. It's now Qurbani time, we're going to make Qurbani. No, but as a dini matter. And the aspect of the spiritual aspect, we're going to bring it into it fully, properly. Not just a matter of slaughtering and the enjoyment of slaughtering and skinning and then the eating of the meat and that, but the spiritual side of it, that we are going to try and bring about. So we have to work towards that. For that effort, and that is why we have our majalis. That is why we say, I became murid. That is why we have majlis. That is why even the sheikh, why he makes the majlis, he's also in need. And by him talking, reminding himself, it comes in him. Others benefit also. So all this reality has to come into us. And that is as far as dunya. Akhirat is concerned, the Qurbani, according to the hadith, is going to be our conveyance over Pul Sirat. Where literally it is that it will be thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword. Like that, if we think, who can cross? But Allah Ta'ala, Arhamur Rahimeen. And Allah Ta'ala says that everyone, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Everyone will have to cross it. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah has made a decision, final, absolute decision. Nobody is going to be spared of it. If they bridge the distance of it in time, it's either 1,500 years, 1,500 years, or 15,000 years. Now imagine crossing a bridge like that. Yeah, in Madagascar, which till today, till now, especially in the remote areas, we didn't go to the remote areas, but we heard what the people, their experiences, their karguzari. For example, there was one Maulana, he has passed away, made dua for him, Allah give him the highest stages. They went to the right remote places, and in that they have to cross some places like a river, and there is no bridge also there. Then they have to get logs of wood and put it all over. And now the person in front goes and he guides the driver that you turn your wheel this way, that way. If it has to go a little off, that thing will go right down into the river at the bottom. So what? How difficult. Now what will be Pul Sirat? And we all will have to cross Pul Sirat. Once we were traveling in India, and a bridge had collapsed. By train we were traveling. And they made a makeshift bridge with this 44-gallon paraffin drums. And when we saw that, our hearts came in our mouth. This whole big train going to cross over that now. If one of those drums have to just go out of place, slowly, slowly, and then you will wish the train must just go at the speed, but it will cause all danger. It has to go slow. And you are just waiting, when can you be safely on the other side? What will be Pul Sirat? And each one we have to face it. And this Qurbani will be our animal who will take us like lightning over it. or either it will be like a sluggish donkey, depending how we made it here. If we made our qurbani, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ, open your hearts and make the qurbani. Don't look at 4,000 rand, 5,000 rand, that occasion to spend for my Allah. Everyone loves to spend for his beloved. When a person is getting married and making preparations and that, he says, for my wife, no problem, man. Spend money, open, or you spend as much as you want to. Let's get the best, everything, let us look at the best. Within your means, what you want the best. So for your qurbani also, we should open our hearts and not look and say, if Allah give us more and more yaqeen, conviction on akhirat, then a person will open his heart and he will spend. And how many people there are in the world? I remember my marhum Bhaji, one Eid, on Eid day we didn't make qurbani, we were poor, couldn't afford it. The next day not, the third day, he went early, and whatever little money he had, he made sure he went and buy an animal. And he made the qurbani. So, like that. And there are many people like that. They don't have the means, but just in the love of qurbani, they go and make the qurbani. So, like that, for future, let us also do that. Let us open our hearts. In the matter of opening our hearts, not only make our wajib qurbani ours, but make for our parents. First, more. Make for Nabi alayhi salatu, which is a common practice in the ummah, alhamdulillah. Allah reward the ulama, reward the ummah, that they have this practice is there still. And common nafil qurbani for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for one's parents, for one's ustad. MashaAllah, Allah reward all those brothers. So many brothers inform me from where and where we made on your behalf also qurbani. Allah reward them all. So like that, this should be a common thing. And try and make for as many people as possible qurbani also. So next year's qurbani, they make lot of nafal also. As much as we can. Take all your holiday money which you kept for your holiday, put it in qurbani. So we make nafal qurbani. Send to India, send to Malawi, send to anywhere. Wherever there is need of for people. Your own faras, try and make it yourself. But for other people, send it where people who don't eat meat, who haven't got food, and we can send there, there is, but also take your precaution. There are many gimmicks also. People who don't make the qurbani, they just collect the money, and they don't make any qurbani whatsoever. So try and see who you are entrusting your money with. So the next year, we try and think of that also. Try and make our qurbani, more qurbanis also. And then another thing which is very, very disturbing is, which has come so common with today on the smartphone, is just a matter of taking out your phone and hardly really doing anything, and you took a picture already. Or you videoed the whole thing. So that qurbani which you made, you spend your money, you did everything, and now you went and destroyed the reward. It's like you bought a wonderful top of the range Mercedes Benz, and when you now, as you are driving it home, intentionally you go and pump it into a brick wall. You destroyed it. The qurbani you made, now with taking the snap, you destroyed it. Now the value of it is lost now. Now how is it going to take you over the pool sirat on the day of Qiyamah? And videoing, this has become so common. And today, not only that, any other thing, anywhere a person, he just enthralled by something, out with the phone, and he takes a snap. And perhaps he'll never look at it in his life again, but he's got it there. Anything, anywhere, people just want to take snaps. And the qurbani, this is also common, whether it's at home, whether we go to a farm, we are videoing the whole thing, we are taking snaps, that is, we're destroying that whole qurbani. Similar, another thing we should see, and check ourselves, well, if we did this, we in the family get-togethers are common and permitted on each day. All families get together, have dawahs, etc. But then, parda is very important. Above everything is the law of Allah Ta'ala. First comes the law of Allah, then comes any and everything else. First is the law of Allah. So parda on that day, we become very lax and we mix freely and we command, not only allow or overlook, but we command you must meet with everyone. And the daughters-in-law must meet with the sons-in-law. All must sit together, talk, laugh together. No, that is not correct at all. Don't destroy the Qurbani like that. The wonderful day of Eidul Adha, the wonderful day of the commemoration of the Sunnah, of the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we going to do all this haram there on that day. So anywhere where we fell, pray to it, make tawbah, and Allah is Allahu Akbar. Just see Allah Ta'ala, how merciful, how kind is Allah. When a person commits a guna is committing, Allah is watching. There can be no doubt that Allah knows you, watching you when you're making your guna. But five favors Allah bestows on you when you're making guna. Imagine how kind is Allah. The first is, Allah Ta'ala doesn't shut off your rosy. His ration, cut it out now. Because he's committing guna, open guna, whichever guna it might be. And so many gunas we are involved in. But we're committing gunas and our rosy is still carrying on. Second is, Allah Ta'ala didn't now say he's committing guna, give him a heart attack. Let him become paralyzed. Any difficulty in his health, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't do. How many people, what big gunas they are committing. And in fact, those who are far from Allah, the more guna they commit, the more Allah give them of dunya. And they think that we are right, and they go more wrong. And those who are close to Allah, Allah puts little restriction so that they think and they come right. So the second is that your health, etc., Allah doesn't take you to task with that. The third is, Allah Ta'ala doesn't expose that guna of yours. As we are sitting here, each one of us, how many gunas we have committed, nobody knows about them. If Allah wanted to, Allah could expose them. Expose them to our parents, to our families, to our friends. We shouldn't be able to meet anyone anymore. People won't want to look at us anymore. We are all guilty. But who is covering the guna? None other but Allah Ta'ala. And so how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala did not expose it. Allah Ta'ala did not disgrace us by making that guna. We committing gunas left, right and center. But Allah doesn't disgrace us. And fifthly, that Allah Ta'ala gives us time to make tawbah. All this namath of Allah in that love that my banda will make tawbah. So don't delay. We don't know when the string is pulled. The fisherman is giving line to his fish, and the fish is playing around in the water. You don't know when he's going to decide to now pull it out. So we don't know when Allah is giving us chance still. And chance is not to make more guna, not to be in ghaflat and unmindfulness. It's a chance is to make tawbah, make sincere tawbah. So Allah who is so merciful, so all our gunas which we commit, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala, ask Him for forgiveness. And next year's Qurbani, let it become a real Qurbani, what is required by Allah Ta'ala. And we get that full enjoyment. And then on Qiyamah's day, we get that conveyance that we pass over Pul Sirat in the flash of lightning. And you hardly know, you just came and your vehicle, your transport is such, it just transports you in a jiffy, just chutkali. In English, what's it say? Your fingers, and you just click them like that. And just like that, you'll be gone over already. Where today, some people want to go somewhere, they have to go walking. Some have to go by taxi, by bus, change here, change there. Others, they just sit in an aeroplane. And they just fly over. All in comfort they go. Others in the aeroplane go business class. Others go, first class. Others hire a jet. It's all for themselves. They can do as they want to. So how we want to cross Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah, now is the time. And the 10 days of Qurbani that come. And the actual Qurbani is the preparation for my, to make my reservation. If we have to go somewhere, at one time, the Indian government had annexed Goa. It belonged to the Portuguese, but they annexed it that it belongs to them. The Portuguese government became so angry that here, for example, for in Mozambique, all people who held Indian passports, they were given 24 hours to leave the country. And you only allow 20 kilos of your things. And in 24 hours, you must be out of the country. Allah reward that time the president of Pakistan. For the Muslim people, he kept the Pakistani embassy open the whole night and gave them all Pakistani passports. So they didn't have to leave. But the Hindus, they couldn't. They had to leave in 24 hours with only 20 kilos. We make a reservation. Now these people had to go like that. And one is you make your reservation properly before. And you go with comfort, with ease, on time to the airport. No rushing. You go to the lounge. And on time you go. So it's all now to make our preparation reservation to cross Pul-Siraat. And if it mustn't happen that we also there, some order comes and like this 24-hour thing, 20 kilos you are allowed, and in 24 hours you must be out. So this is the preparation. And all our amal that we do, let us remember that we normally say you get jannat for it. And we just jannat. Jannat is just a word, a place of pleasure and enjoyment that is just so much just pleasure. Jahannam. Jahannam is just a word, a place of suffering, a place of pain and suffering. But what is it really? Sawab. What is sawab really? You get so much sawab. Your status will be raised so much more higher. For this amal, this reward. For that amal, that reward. What really is it? What it is, let us understand it from a dunya's point of view. A person is living in a squatter and is earning perhaps 2,000 rand a month. He goes walking to work or he takes a bus or something and he just makes do. He just manages. He can't come out with 2,000. In today's time, who can come out with 2,000? With just your daily bread and things like that. But somehow he's making. Now he got another job, 5,000 he's getting. So is it only now 5,000 he's doing EFT, it goes into his account. So is it only figures in his account or will his transport change now? How he goes to work, will he still be going walking or will he start, if he was walking first, now will he go by bus or will he go by taxi now? It will change. And now he's earning, now I got another job, 10,000. Now the place of staying also will change. Now he say, I can't stay here in the squatters. He went stay in some suburb where there are much more better facilities, all facilities. And next you will see, now he's earning 50,000. Yeah, now he's living in the upper suburbs, the elite suburbs, the northern suburbs, the southern suburbs. Now everything has changed. He now is owning his own car and some best top car he's owning. Everything. So the same with sawab is not only that in our bank statement of akhirat, so much more, so much. It means you are living much more better. Your enjoyment in Jannah going to be, you're going to have now what palaces you will have, what food and fruit you will have there now, what of the Hurul Ain you will have, the furnishing of the places, the enjoyment there, the sport and everything. And all this of dunya, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that as far as the rewards of dunya are concerned, there are, like for example, you buy 50 boxes of peaches, 50 boxes of pawpaws, but they are empty. No pawpaws inside. So you say 50 pawpaws, put them on the truck, 50 boxes of peaches, put them on the truck, but the inside is nothing. In dunya it's nothing. But in deen, even what is empty is also full. We should give the example. We read, one is a person curses shaitan. And he reads a tasbih of shaitan, cursing him. That is only his reading. And the same if he reads in the Quran, Inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubin. Now he read the word shaitan 5 letters. For each letter, because it's a Quranic word now, 10 sawabs for each letter. So 50 sawabs just for reading it. And what's the wudu? You're reading shaitan's name, but with wudu, more the sawab is. So indeed, our namazes, which are also empty, like 50 boxes of peaches, but no peaches inside. But in namaz also, they are empty. But by Allah, Allah gives the reward for that also. Even for that empty box, and if they are full, what won't you get by Allah? And we mustn't be satisfied with empty boxes. We must work to get the proper full boxes. So we make our amal, we try and do better and better. What won't we get there? In the same way, guna. Yeah, in this world, a person commits a guna, and it is to him, it's a guna that he's making. He's having an illicit affair with a woman, or he's music, or liquor, or whatever guna, and he's like enjoying it. But actually, it is not enjoyment, it's the suffering of Jahannam. It is the snakes of Jahannam. It's the fire of Jahannam. It is the smashing and the smiting and the hitting of the farishtas of that person with their batons, and which have got iron hooks on them. And that fruit of Jahannam that will be have to be eaten will be all with thorns, and it will get stuck in the throat. And a person will want to digest, push it down, he'll ask for water. He'll be given boiling water. And the effect of that boiling water, his lower lip will come down right till his navel. His upper lip will go up right up to his head. And then he will have to drink that water. So yeah, it looks like this enjoyment of that guna which I'm making. But this is going to translate into that suffering. So don't think only it is guna. Oh, you are a big gunegar. Oh, me, I'm a very big gunegar. We are proud to say it also. That me, I'm a very big gunegar. Me, I'm going to Jahannam. What's going to happen to me? It's not just talk like that. It's a reality. And there's no doubt in it. It's going to happen. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to mar ke de. When we die, we will see it. Hada ma kuntum tu'adun. Hada ma kuntum bihi tukadhibun. This is what you were promised. This is what you used to lie and you say, nothing like Jannat, nothing like Jahannam. Just dreams it is. Just imaginary things it is. Yeah, it is in front of you now. You will see it there. So this is the occasion. Of all our occasions in a year, I have to prepare for that. Qurbani was also. How much did I make my Qurbani like that? To bring that reality, that transport of mind, and to have that wonderful, everyone wishes if he's going to travel to get the best transport. You might be sitting in economy, and when you're going out of the plane, you pass by the business class, and you see the business class, big seats, and the special attention they get, and the first class, and some aeroplanes in the first class, a shower also is offered, and a separate, like a complete separate room, some airlines have got. So yeah, it is now for us to make our akhirat. And we don't have to travel in the planes like that. We must make our akhirat, our jannat like that. So Allah give us all tawfiq to understand what is our deen, what is our akhirat, what we have to be preparing for, and the reality of our deen. Don't just take it like people of dunya has put, that it's just some imaginary thing, that just your religion is Islam, my religion, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim. No, it's not that. Islam is a real, 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 great, great, great ni'mat of Allah. And it has taught us. And this is why we come, so that we can become closer. And through us, our other family people should get the effects also. Our friends should get the effect. And in this way, the Khanqa spreads its fuyuz, its barakat to other people also. How much we change, and people see our life. Why these people are living like this? Why are they sacrificing like this? Why are they so particular of their namazes? Why are they so particular of their qurbani? Then other people also get influenced. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Accept us all for His deen, inshallah.